Hello and welcome to another episode of the So-So Show. It's the podcast especially for the city of Southampton. This week on the show, we find out more about a fantastic online support network for parents in the city, and we find out how another venue has tweaked what they're offering as they reopen their doors to the public. Hello, Zoe Hanson. How's your week been?
Oh, do you know what? It's been great. I love the fact that our weekends are now Monday to Wednesday because of Eat Out to Help Out. Have you been out into the town when this is going on, when this offer is on?
No, I haven't been able to. I was away for the first week of it, and then I was away for the second week of it, which we'll talk more about in a minute.
Yeah.
So if I sound like I'm a little bit begrudging that we're talking about Eat Out to Help Out, it's because I am.
Well, I've been taking part in the offer on your behalf as well as mine, then.
I figured you probably would have been.
I mean, look, I think we've eaten out every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from you know, the start of August. And that's breakfast, lunch and dinner. Do you know the rules of Eat Out to Help Out?
It's basically like an all-you-can-eat buffet all day, isn't it? Across the 3 days. Yeah. That's how people are mentally viewing it.
It's like an all-inclusive when you go abroad, but it's just the first 3 days of the week. But the rules are that you must put on your status on Facebook or Twitter or wherever that this is the first time you've been out since March. You must do that.
The way things are working, I'm going to get one opportunity to eat out to help out, and that'll be Bank Holiday Monday, because that's when my quarantine ends.
Oh, man. Come on, tell us about your quarantine.
I went to Malta for a week.
Right.
And the reason I went to Malta for the week is because it had the lowest COVID rates in Europe. It had been planned for a while. I would have lost some money if we hadn't have gone.
Yeah.
So we went to Malta. On the Thursday at 11 o'clock, Malta time, my phone explodes because back here, it's been added to the list of places that if you've been to, you must immediately quarantine. So naturally, tried to get an earlier flight back, jumped on all the websites, everything crashed, everything was absolutely jammed. So in the end, we just resigned ourselves to the fact that I was going to miss a week's work. 16-year-old was going to not be able to collect her GCSEs in person.
Oh, no.
And we would have to spend 2 weeks living in each other's pockets.
Oh.
Kind of like we did at the beginning when lockdown happened, but we can't go out and exercise.
Oh.
The daily exercise does not apply if you're in quarantine. So I find myself with another 2 weeks where I'm wearing nothing but clothes with elasticated waistbands.
Yeah, but that's more to do with having a week in Malta than being quarantined, right?
I'm wearing the elasticated waistbands on your behalf because you've been doing Eat Out to Help Out 3 times a day for a couple of weeks. But the other thing about it is I've had to order groceries to be delivered to the house. Now, I've done click and collect with the local supermarket before, but I've never had groceries delivered before.
Wow.
And I've been trying to play this game of working out at what point that I book a delivery slot, will they actually have everything that I've asked for?
Right.
I'm waiting for a delivery to come. I booked the delivery slot between 12 and 1. They emailed me at 6 o'clock this morning to tell me they didn't have a newspaper. What? So it's like, well, okay, well, clearly if I'd booked an 8 o'clock in the morning slot, they would have packed that really early and the newspapers wouldn't have arrived. I get that. But surely by midday, it's fair game.
Yeah, but that would mean that they would have to go back for the newspaper. And can I just say, you've gone very old school there, ordering an actual newspaper. Are we in the 1920s? Have you grown a handlebar moustache?
I miss the actual newspaper. I normally get a couple a week anyway. So that was one of the things. There was a little bit of excitement that took the edge off the prospect of quarantine, because we had a flyer through the door while we were away that said Uber Eats now deliver.
Oh.
So 16-year-old was thinking, right, McDonald's for breakfast, because there was a voucher code attached to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the enthusiasm wore off when she realised that actually it would take an hour for the McDonald's breakfast to arrive, because she's having her GCSE results. I said, all right, we'll do it as a special treat.
Oh, nice. And everybody's a bit nervy about GCSE results, right?
Mm. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on, because by the time we get to the end of this podcast, we should have some results to actually talk about. And then
amazing. I'm nervous for her. Ooh. Oh, it's so exciting, isn't it? I don't want this podcast to just be about food, but you know what? It would be really interesting and really good to hear from anybody that's done the Eat Out to Help Out and been to an amazing place. Like, I've been all over the place. I've been to Harbour Hotel. I've been to Banana Wharf in Ocean Village. I've been to Banana Wharf in Hamble. But my brother and his family were down on holiday this week, and we tried to book somewhere Wednesday to go and eat. And because of the offer and because of so many people having a staycation, absolutely impossible to book anywhere to eat, right? So eventually we got a pub, and it was sort of up towards Winchester way. And the pub, we made the booking online. The next morning on Wednesday, they rang us to say that they had a leak in the kitchen and they had to shut the kitchen. And we're like,
no,
oh, man. So we ended up at McDonald's again. And I mean, I'm not like knocking it at all. It was £2.50 to go in there and eat a full McDonald's. That's me and the little one as well. £2.50, that's amazing. You couldn't make it at home for that, could you? But if you've eaten somewhere lovely, then let us know, please.
Can we stop talking about all these places you've been to? Because I've not even been able to step over the front door.
Oh, and there's another place that's just opened in Westquay. It's called Slim Chicken. I haven't been there yet, but it looks very, very nice.
So is it chicken done loads of different ways or chicken done a particular way?
Lots of different ways, lots of different sauces, lots of stuff to go with it. But I have tried to sort of balance out the food thing by doing a bit of exercise. So I went to my first hockey training session with Hamble Hockey last week, and that was the hottest day of the year. I was sweating that much before I left the house. Mm. I left it until the last 2 seconds to get dressed. But it was interesting going along there anyway. They had COVID captains. So the people that get down there and they organise everything, bless them, Hannah, Gover, all of the rest of them, Leroy, all of them, they were brilliant. So they put out all the cones and they, you know, you're only allowed to do drills. You can't do like sort of playing against each other because there's too much contact. But as you walk onto the pitch, one of the COVID captains sets out the rules and says, right, okay, you're not allowed to touch the ball. I mean, unless it's with your stick, because otherwise that would be pointless going to training. Not allowed to touch the ball. You're not allowed to touch the cones. You're not allowed to touch the fence. You're not allowed to touch anything at all. So, yeah, it was an interesting training session, especially on the hottest day. It was a beautiful sunset. Mm. Unfortunately, I was chasing around red-faced.
I did see the photos on your Instagram by the pool the next day, thinking, do you know what? I've come all this way and it's actually 2 degrees cooler here than it is back home. But I'm not moaning because I had a nice time. And even though I have got to spend 2 weeks stuck inside my house because of a bunch of Italians on the mainland threw a pool party and spiked the figures, I'm all right about it. My house has never been cleaner.
Oh, well, you poor thing. I felt for you. As soon as that news came in, I was like, oh, no, you poor thing.
You know your friends are when they announce the country you're in is going into lockdown because my phone didn't stop for about 5 minutes.
Oh, brilliant. And a friend of mine has gone on holiday to Turkey. So she's gone from Britain to Turkey. Britain's all right. It's not on the list. As soon as she got on that plane to Turkey, Turkey was on that sort of watch list. You're like, oh, man.
She must have been gutted. The worst bit for me was arriving back through the airport, and just as you're about to leave the airport, the security guard turned and said, enjoy your 2 week holiday.
Oh, like, man.
Do you know what? I could have uttered some choice words if I hadn't have had the kids with me.
You know what you can do, though, is you may have missed those beautiful sunsets on the hottest day of the year, but Fawley at the moment is causing a bit of chaos. It's looking like a fire. Fawley are doing some sort of burning off of some gases somewhere. And so they've got sort of fire coming out of the big pipes. Mm. And the other day, everybody was phoning the fire brigade. are they called that anymore? The fire service. They were calling the fire service and saying, I think there's a fire about 2 miles away from my house. There's a glow. But it was all coming from Forley. And the fire service had to put out, and the council had to put out a message saying, nobody worry. It's all right. It's just Forley. It's fine.
At least people are diligent enough to care.
Yeah, definitely.
Mind you, if I lived within a 10-mile radius of Forley and I saw an orange glow in the sky, I would be making a phone call as well. Let's introduce you to our first guest on the So-So Show this week. We're going to spend 5 minutes with Maddie Alexander Grout. Now, she runs the Southampton Parenting Forum, and she actually wears two hats, but we'll let her tell you more about the second one in a moment.
I run the Southampton Parenting Forum, which is the South Coast's largest body of parents. It's all about giving advice. It's about finding out about local activities and supporting the businesses in Southampton.
And how do you do that then? So how do you support the businesses while you're running a parenting forum on Facebook?
Well, in terms of the businesses, we offer a mega, mega cheap advertising fee for the forum. If you've got a parent-related business, it's £30 a year, which is nothing. And we've got 7,000 humongously engaged parents who all chat on a daily basis. And we get about 80 posts a day on the forum. So it is really, really engaged.
I can't keep up with it. I can't reply to all of them, you know. But I did post on there a couple of weeks ago. My daughter had lost a tooth. And because of coronavirus and the lockdown, the tooth fairy didn't have any change in the house. So I asked for some advice for the tooth fairy, obviously, as to how I could get around it.
IOU, maybe?
Well, it's something like that, isn't it? Maybe she had to go into quarantine for 2 weeks before she... Yeah. Well, next door lent the tooth fairy some money, so it wasn't too bad. But we met on the driveway at 10:30 at night to exchange a pound. So you run Southampton Parenting Forum. What sort of surprising issues or questions come up on there?
We get everything, but we are an incredibly non-judgmental forum. There are thousands of Facebook forums out there for parents, but we don't allow people to judge, to bully, to have messages of hate. And if they do, they get booted out quicker than you can say chocolate. And we have parents asking absolutely anything. You know, we have people talking about how they don't have any friends and it's a really good place for them to meet people. Mm. We talk about the baby groups, activities. We don't allow any medical advice, but people can talk about anything from, you know, behavioural issues. And throughout lockdown, we had loads of local businesses coming along to do things on mental health for children, activities for children. We had dance classes. So we were entertaining the parents of Southampton, and it's gone down incredibly well. It's generally a really, really well-loved forum. So we're always after people coming to join us, really.
You need that support, don't you? You know, I mean, especially if you're like a first-time parent, you just want to check it out with somebody and say, is this normal?
It can be so lonely as a parent. The reason I started the forum was because when my son was born, I had some really nasty mental health issues and I didn't feel like there was anywhere that I could go and talk to people. And I've made some lifelong friends through the forum, and I've actually started a business through it as well, which is crazy.
My VIP card, tell us about that.
So my VIP card is a loyalty scheme that helps small businesses locally and nationally to get more customers. So it's a loyalty program that helps people to save money when they shop local.
So who are we talking about? Let's name some of the businesses in Southampton that you work with.
La Case Mammon, French and Sons, Bon Gusto, which is now Gusto Lounge, changed names. We've got tons, absolutely tons.
This is the loyalty scheme, and the card will cover you with discounts for all of these. How much is it to buy a card?
So it's £25 if you go directly to our website, but for members of the Southampton Parenting Forum or organisations in Southampton, it's £15 per person for the year.
And was it set up just for parents, or were you thinking about the businesses as well?
I call it the happiness triangle because it helps everybody involved. So I set it up to help small businesses, but also to help parents to connect with each other, to make friends, to go out. You know, when you're a parent, you feel really guilty about spending money on yourself. Mm-hmm. So we made it so that you could go and get beauty treatments, or you could go out for lunch, or you could go and get a coffee, or go to a soft play and spend money, but without actually feeling horrible about doing it. Knowing that you can spend time with your children save money and support small businesses at the same time was exactly the reason why we put it on. And it's completely free for businesses to advertise with us as well. So if you can offer a discount of 10%, come and join us, because we've got thousands of engaged members who just want to find places they can get discount.
That's Maddie Alexander Grout, who wears two hats. One of them is the Southampton Parenting Forum, and the other is...
My VIP card. So if you want to search for them, you just search for the Southampton Parenting Forum on Facebook and my VIP card.
I wish I'd known that that Facebook group was around when my kids were younger, because you have so many questions, don't you, as a parent? Is this natural? Is this right? And sometimes just getting reassurance from other people who are in the same boat as you can make such a difference.
I've always found it bizarre that you can take a course in everything apart from parenting. There is like a government department. There is a helpline for everything. I've always thought there should be a helpline for parents, because you never know. And when you want to ask a question at 4 a.m. because they're still up, and that's what you need, right? So the parenting it's brilliant, actually. There's loads and loads of questions on there. You'll find loads and loads of details on there.
Now, if you've been toying with the idea of entering the Southampton Marathon next year, you're going to need to get your skates on and apply.
Well, that would be cheating.
Because there's no London Marathon next year, but on the same weekend, it's the Southampton Marathon. So they are expecting a lot of extra people to sign up for the Southampton one, because there isn't going to be a London one. And next weekend, it's the Try. Friend of the So-So Show and organiser Chris Rees will be on the podcast next week to talk about the Try and also about the exciting possibilities that no London Marathon next year is going to bring to Southampton in 2021.
And I don't know what if you've had a little word in Chris's luggole, but he spoke to me about the Try, and he said, right, so you up for doing a triathlon Bank Holiday Monday? And I'm like, don't think so. Oh, I haven't got a bike. He said, oh, that's all right. We'll find you a bike. Can't do any training. That's all right. It's quite short. I haven't got a swimming costume.
He is the worst person in the world to try and say no to, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very good at it. He'll talk you into it.
We must say congratulations to our friends at the Harbour Hotel in Southampton in Ocean Village, because they were celebrating this week. They collected an award for the Visit England Awards for Excellence 2020.
Amazing. And do you know what? So well deserved as well. I love that hotel. I was lucky enough to stay there about 18 months ago. And, you know, nothing is too much trouble. They go above and beyond. We had champagne with dinner. And oh, my goodness. It's just beautiful. It's a stunning hotel. The food is exquisite. And cocktails are very good as well.
And the team are just amazing. I DJed their staff party for them in January. They gave me a free room because I had work at 4 o'clock the next morning. So I literally, my head was on the pillow for less than 3 hours. But then I back at 10 o'clock so that I could have the breakfast, because everyone told me how amazing the breakfast was.
The breakfast is phenomenal, isn't it? You just think, wow, I could just eat this all day. I could sit here and just graze all day just on this breakfast.
I really hope for the hotel's sake that Christmas parties are able to proceed as well, because for most of the hospitality industry in the city, Christmas is where they make an awful lot of their money. And with the guidelines as they are at the moment, I don't honestly see that Christmas parties are going to happen. But slowly, more and more venues are reopening post-COVID, and one of them is the London Hotel, down by Dockgate 4.
Never. Not a great night there. Never, ever, ever.
We caught up with David Ridley-Cole from the London to tell us how it felt to reopen.
It feels brilliant now. Very, very scary, I have to say. Ray and I were on tenterhooks all week, making sure that we were ready to go. And it went very well, really well.
So you've had lots of people in?
We've had lots of our old regulars, desperate for us to open, just wanted to come and say hello and wanted to support us. It was great. It was steady all day, and not over the top.
And you've got some more sort of outside tables as well.
We have spread them out. So we have got 40 chairs, 10 tables, and it's all very well spaced out, thanks to lovely council that's going to let us do this until it's all right to squash in again and do what we do best.
Yeah. And you've been working on that as well. So inside the London, there's been a few changes. What have you got?
We've got a new bar top, as it were. All the table tops have been changed. And the stage has had a little mini makeover, shall we say. You pop in and see what it's going to be like, because it's gone a bit camp. More than ever we were before.
So what does the weekend hold then? Because it's going to be a nice, bright, sunny weekend. Have you got much going on? Because you're not allowed to have the entertainment indoors and all of that stuff.
We're not allowed any loud music and, as you say, no entertainment. So Ray decided that we were going to have Lucinda Lash as a bit of a hostess on a Saturday. So we booked Lucinda for Saturday night. And she'll be 7:30 till 11:30. Yeah, and we apologise for any abuse that you might get, because that's what Lucinda does. But if you behave yourself, so she will. I hope.
I'm so pleased, because the London is such a highlight of a night out.
You've enjoyed yourself once or twice, I know. But yeah, we are a pub that welcomes everybody that wants fun. And when we were told entertainment indoors, fabulous. And then suddenly, oh, we're delaying that for 2 weeks. And so that sort of kiboshed a little bit what we wanted to do, because we can put in quite a little audience in front of the stage, but now we're not able to put anything on just yet. But we hope, we're fingers crossed that we can. If not, let's see what other avenues we can explore with outdoor entertainment, because I know that a few people on Oxford Street want to do that, because we're a great little community down here and there are ideas to float, but we just wanted to all get opened and settled in before we take it to the next level.
Right, well, I can't wait. I can't wait for a night out at the London.
You know you want to come down and share a shot or two with us, don't you? You and your girlfriends, because it's about time you all came out again as well. Yeah. You've not been allowed, have you? So we know what you're like. No, and we are very much the same. That's what we want.
David Ridley-Cole from the London Hotel, talking about how that particular venue has been able to reopen its doors and what they're doing that's different. Now, you've had a few nights out there, haven't you?
Oh, possibly yes.
I have to say, one of the best nights I've DJed in Southampton was one night in the London. It was end of the boat show weekend, which coincided with all the new students arriving. And it was just a crazy night.
Oh, I love it. It's just always so much fun there. I don't think there is an official dance floor, but I remember one day some friends of mine came down and I was hosting the fireworks somewhere. So they were all in their wellies and cagoules. And we still went to the London, all in our wellies, and we had the best night.
Do they still have a DJ on a Sunday night called Dolly Parton?
I don't know.
They used to, back in the day.
The names of those drag queens are brilliant. I love it. It's inspired. Now, lots of things going on at the moment, but I want to tell you about those in a second, because Simon, come on then, don't leave us in suspense. What happened? GCSE results, your daughter's GCSE results.
Okay, well, her friend Mary collected them on her behalf because she can't leave the house to go to school. And given all the hoo-ha and all the fuss over A-levels, she's very, 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 very happy indeed with the results that she's got. She's got an ace, double star for history, 6 A stars for a load of other subjects, 2 A's and a B for Spanish, which she knew she was going to get because she was rubbish in her Spanish mocks.
It's not bad. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I know. She's very, very happy and very, very pleased. And I'm obviously very proud of her as well. I haven't done the thing yet where I've posted a picture of her in her primary school uniform on her first day, coupled with a picture of her now collecting her exam results. If I can find one, I'll probably do that a bit later just to embarrass the hell out of her. But I am incredibly proud.
It's a rite of passage. You have to do that, don't you? What I found really bizarre is, so my friend Sophie has collected her results today, and she gave me the results A star, B, C. And I'm like, why are we saying it's an A star? Aren't they in numbers now?
Yeah, but I think she's being kind to us by saying it in
in language that we understand.
Now, just before we finish, there's a few bits and pieces coming up this week you're going to tell us about.
There's lots going on at the moment. So there's a few things that I've realised just wandering around Southampton. So first of all, there's a brilliant thing going on, right? So I don't know if you've seen this. East Street.
No, because I'm under quarantine, remember?
Look, do you want to mention that again? On East Street... when you can finally come out of the house, Simon, if we're not in lockdown again by then, that would just be timing.
You know it's going to happen. I'll have had 2 weeks of quarantine, and on the August bank holiday weekend, they're going to lock everything down.
There's a baseball simulator open. So it's in one of the sort of shops there. It's called First Base. And I've never wanted to play baseball until I saw that. And I'm like, that's a good night out, isn't it? I think we're all looking at every, like, a night out very differently now. You know, not only are we going out on a Monday evening, now I'm looking at it and thinking, okay, what can we do? Let's see if we can find things to do. Just at the bottom of East Street as well, really, really sad, Debenhams is shut and it just looks so lonely there.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, it's looked pretty sad as they've been knocking stuff down around it.
Yeah. But yeah, they've finally shut it, and it says, you know, it's very much, you know, no tools kept in here overnight, you know.
Those parking bays next to Debenhams facing the park were where I would always park if I just needed to pop into town and get one or two things.
Course.
If I knew I could be in and out in an hour, they would be where I would dump the car rather than go all the way round to Westquay and what have you. They would always be my, yeah. I'm only going to be a moment, bosh, drop it here.
But some good news for Ocean Village. They will be holding the MDL boat show at the beginning of September. So rather than the normal crazy boat show takes over the entire city of Southampton, it's down in Ocean Village. I think, I don't know this for sure, but I think it's invite only.
But at least it's one landmark event in the city that's still going ahead this year despite COVID. Listen, thank you for listening. We love getting your feedback. You can leave that via our social media channels. If you're not already following us on Twitter, Instagram or Facebook, look for The So-So Show and you'll find us there. We'll be back with another podcast next week. Have a good week, Zoe.
And you, Simon.